Hello, Neverland. What is going on, you guys? Welcome to episode 59 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. It's the beginning of the week, so you know what that means. It's time for our Being the Elite review. This Being the Elite is number 241, and it is entitled The Betrayal is Real. We have the Good Brothers standing in front of the green screen from last week. This week, it has some deer on it. Carl Anderson says, "Gallows, you can't fuck that buck." The Young Bucks enter, and they're like, "What do you want to do to us?" Doc says, "No, the buck on the screen." Carl Anderson says, "You can't fuck those bucks either." Matt then tells Doc Gallows that he can't do the dick swing on TNT. Now, we all know that Doc Gallows likes to put the title by his dick and swing it, and apparently that's a no-go for TNT. Nick says, "Congrats on that win. We're gonna have to edit the shit out of that match, though." Carl Anderson says that after the match on Wednesday, Doc Gallows goes into the back and says, "You can't come or smoke dope on TNT." We then see footage of the Good Brothers smoking an imaginary joint during that match. Matt Jackson passes on the imaginary joint. Doc Gallows finishes it up and then puts it out on Evil Uno's back. Matt says, "This match is probably going to be the most edited match in the history of All Elite." Nick says that it felt good. It felt like the 2013 Bullet Club, not the 2021 version, because they suck. He then looks at the camera and says, "This is not a storyline. We are not working with them." Matt then tells the Good Brothers that our heat isn't with you. We don't like Don Callis. The Good Brothers say that he's got a big dick. He books them strong at Impact and that he pays them well. They're the highest paid performers on Impact. Nick says, "What's that catchphrase? The betrayal is real." They all then too sweet and all say the betrayal is real. Doc Gallows says, "Can we come on Being the Elite? I love coming." They all kind of leave in front of the screen. Matt Jackson stays because he wants to pet the deer. Carl Anderson says, "Don't you fuck that buck either." Matt says, "I would never." And then Doc Gallows comes in front of the screen again and he then starts pretending to fuck the deer. I have to say, I'm from Canada. We have tons of deer here. They're like a dime a dozen. He's not fucking a buck. It's a fawn. There's no buck. I don't know if they were doing that on purpose. I don't know if it's just ignorance. I don't know. But I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, you don't even know your deer. Crazy. Anyways, then we go to footage of the Young Bucks and the Good Brothers versus the Dark Order from Dynamite. Obviously, this is footage from the Cutler cam. Then we go to Anna Jay and Ty Conti walking. Stu Grayson goes to pass them, and Anna Jay pushes Stu over the railing. Ty seems somewhat horrified, and she's like, "Do you like him?" Anna Jay says, "Are you serious? Let's go." And they leave. So that's interesting. Next, we see Luchasaurus. He is strategizing some chess moves. Brandon Cutler approaches. He says he's sorry for using the F word, which we know is fossil. He also admits he got destroyed by Luchasaurus. He offers a truce. He is wearing a Dungeons and Dinosaurs shirt. He says, "We can coexist." Luchasaurus says, "You have heart out there. You need to learn about dinosaur history. We're going to start with some sensitivity training in my wonderland." We then see footage of Luchasaurus and Brandon Cutler exploring Jurassic Quest. So this looks to be an outdoor display of robotic dinosaurs that move and make noise and all that fun stuff. It looks like Marco Stunt joins them somewhere along the line. We then see Jurassic Quest leaving, and Luchasaurus says, "Don't forget about me." I like this bit. It was really funny watching Luchasaurus kind of explain dinosaurs to Brandon Cutler. It was funny. I don't know. I really liked it. Normally, I'm not a fan of the Luchasaurus skits, but this one was really funny. We then go to the Dark Order in their lair. Stu Grayson, with his 10 years of construction experience, has built the fort for their sleepover. Anna Jay and Five enter. Five has a pillow and some candy. John Silver takes the candy, then says, "No girls. Come in, Anna. Fuck off, Five. Go eat shit." The Dark Order enter their fort, and Colt Cabana is telling scary stories about investments. John Silver says Anna should go next. He repeats her name so many times, like he does. Anna, 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 Anna. And he's doing this while wearing a nightie, which is just fucking hilarious. Anna Jay says she's out and she leaves. Evil Uno says, let's talk about our crushes. Stu Grayson says, Wardlow is kind of hot. Ten interjects and says, Wardlow is mine. Stu Grayson says, sorry, I didn't know. We then see Anna Jay leaving the fort, and she sees Hangman Page in their lair. He's got a bottle of Jack Daniels. She says, you broke these boys' heart. You need to move on so we can move on and be a real family. Take this bottle and get the fuck out. Hangman turns and says, I've got a flashlight. Anna says, get out. Five is on top of the fort, and he says, Anna, what was that? Anna Jay says, nothing. You heard nothing. If you say anything, you'll be treated like stew. John Silver hears Anna Jay and Five talking, and he says, go fist yourself, Five. The Dark Order then start yelling at Five, telling him to fuck off, and also telling him that there's no girls allowed. So that was pretty funny. I like that sleepover. They were all in their little pajamas. John Silver in the nightie, like I said, was fucking hilarious. I like the Dark Order. They're really funny. I liked it. It was super funny. Next, we see Matt Hardy bragging to Private Party that he made a lot of money by convincing Brandon Cutler that he could beat Luchasaurus. And then he bet money on Luchasaurus and won. Brandon Cutler is obviously taping this segment, and he gives Matt Hardy the finger from behind the camera. Matt Hardy then asks if they're ready to get in the head of the Good Brothers. Private Party say yes. They take a ring bell and they enter a room where Doc Gallows is sleeping. Marquand rings the bell. It awakens Doc, who's on the attack as Festus. Carl Anderson comes in and he's like, what happened? Doc says, they rang the bell and I awoke as Festus with a PH in case Vince still owns that name. Carl Anderson says, don't ring the bell. If he's Festus, I'm Jesse. I don't want to be Jesse. Doc Gallows says, don't make fun of my bad gimmick, and the Private Party leave. Matt Hardy says, are you in their head? And Private Party says, yes. Are you proud of us? Matt Hardy says, yes. You can become the Impact Tag Champs if you're in their head. Let's go for biscuits and gravy. And they leave. Next, we go to Nyla Rose. She is talking on the phone. She says that the donations are going well, but they may have a weird problem and that they may have too much money. She says she has an idea and says, I think some people are after me. Meet me in the place where I put that thing that time. And she's gone. So I don't know who she was talking to. Probably Vicky, but let's see where this goes. We then see random footage of Griff Garrison dancing. And then we go into the Being the Elite Championship field goal competition. It is obviously a best of three. The person who has the most out of three will win. If there's a tie, they'll go another round. John Silver is defending against Sammy Guevara. Both missed the first try. John Silver gets one on his second attempt. Sammy Guevara gets one on his third attempt. He says that one was for Jesus. Because they were tied at the end of the three rounds, Sammy Guevara goes again and gets another one. And John Silver is unable to get one more to tie it up. So Sammy Guevara is the new Being the Elite champ. Fuego and Sammy Guevara are very excited. They say the boyhood dream has come true. Sammy Guevara just keeps saying he's going to cut the belt in half. We know he ribbed the Young Bucks with that, but he seems to have that in his head that he's going to do that. John Silver says that going through security, they'd always ask what you were the champ of, and he'd have to be like of YouTube, and they like never took him seriously, and he's so glad that he doesn't have to do this anymore. Sammy Guevara says that this is for Santa Claus, and it's because of the power of Jesus. That, my friends, is the end of Being the Elite this week. It was a short episode. It was a funny episode. I enjoyed it. Pretty funny. I don't know. It sucks that John Silver isn't the champ of Being the Elite anymore, but I'm interested to see what Sammy Guevara is going to do with it. He's also promising to have it on his vlog. So if you're into that, check that out. But that's it this week for Being the Elite. I, of course, will be back with my Impact review. Also, check out the Royal Ramble every Tuesday at 7:05 p.m. We go live on Facebook Live, so check us out. We would definitely appreciate your support. Check out all of our shows on Sheep Heat and Sheep Pops. We are really pumping over there. We appreciate the support more than you guys know. So please check it out. Like I said, I will be back soon. So just remember to take care of one another. And just remember, it's all one love.